Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and it's time for a new habit. Now, after I flexed my musical muscles and applied myself to learning something completely new last time around in the form of learning the piano, I didn't learn it in 2 weeks, by the way, but I made progress. I thought it might be interesting to look at something I do every single day through a completely new lens. And to that end, I'm going to be planning my meals for the week ahead to see if adding any kind of structure to how and when I eat has any tangible benefits. It might be not only in how I feel physically, but whether the organisation makes me feel mentally good also. Mentally good also? You know what I'm trying to say. If you're organised, you tend to feel a bit clearer, don't you? I know I certainly do. I tend to eat on the go, never at the same time every day. Although, if you've been listening to 26 Habits, you'll know that I did intermittent fasting a few months ago, and I really like that. I follow the principle of 16-8, roughly. It hasn't been as consistent recently, and I must get back into it. But yeah, that's eating from 12 noon until 8 o'clock every day. And you can kind of move that window as long as you keep it with the 8 hours. I know a lot of you in the Facebook forum have been doing it and, like me, have really enjoyed it. I've just fallen off the wagon because of various work events where I've had to eat before 12. Simple as that. You can't go to a breakfast and just sip coffee. I have a couple of times. It's not very sociable. Anyway, to make this work for me, which is the point of all these habits, to make them work for you, I'm going to use my diary, both my work and social diary, which all live in the same place, as a guide. And what I mean by that is, can I plan out what to eat to better service the day that I'm having? Some days I'm at the computer all day editing. Others I'm running from meeting to meeting in London. Others I might be travelling for a podcast. I might be giving presentations to brands or to various businesses. I might be doing brand consultancy. Sometimes that can be, you know, in a boardroom for a long, long time. And maybe it isn't such a good idea to be fueled by coffee for all of those things. And then again, there might be the days when I'm just working from home. Even listing those things out makes me realise that actually there are some days when I need energy, other days when I need to be alert, and days when I probably don't need as much. And this isn't about quantity. This isn't about a weight loss thing or anything like that. This is just, can I actually cater my meals around the energy that I need for that day? It's as simple as that. For me, the idea of 3 meals and 2 snacks is fundamentally embedded into my brain. And actually, when I do eat like that, I don't actually feel that good. I much prefer intermittent fasting, so doing it that way, I prefer that structure. But I'm just sort of trying to think if I can look at it in a different way and maybe feel better because of it. I've talked about having an overly emotional relationship with food on this podcast before. If I feel anxious, I have the sudden urge to gnaw on something, and I do mean gnaw on something. Beef jerky often helps with that. If my energy is low, I'll try to perk myself up with food or coffee. And what woman doesn't sometimes feel as though a bit of carb loading would cure all ills? I know I do. I usually plan my diary on a Sunday, although because I'm freelance and things do crop up and I like to be able to adapt at short notice, it is constantly changing. But what I've done is I've sat down with my diary this week, so on Sunday, and I have tried to just put notes in my diary saying this, you know, maybe oily fish this day, or maybe this sort of thing that day. And that's what I mean by planning out my diary. So, for example, I've got a full day this week where I'm just appointment, 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 appointment. And I know that I'm not really going to be able to grab any food. And I don't want to get to a position where I finish my meetings at 6 o'clock and I fall face first into something very carb heavy, because I know I won't feel good for it. So I'm thinking, right, the sensible thing to do on that morning is, on my way into town, when I grab my coffee in my Stojo collapsible cup, maybe I'll also buy some Brazil nuts, so that throughout the day, between appointments, eating two or three Brazil nuts, could just give me that slow release energy, you know, nuts are good for you, that stops me from doing that when it comes time to eat later on in the day. Let's see if it works. Who knows? Who actually knows? Now, I'm not saying I have to prepare all of this food myself either, because actually that's not entirely realistic. Have you met me? But by taking a look at the day, if I'm buying a snack or a lunch when I'm out, I'm giving myself the means to choose something based on how I need to perform. So if I do have some time between meetings, for example, I can think, why, actually, you could do with a bit of a lean salad today, because whatever, you know, go to one of the shops that lets you choose all the different ingredients in the salad rather than just grabbing a sandwich. For me, the thing that makes a sandwich so convenient is the two dry bits of bread that hold the salad that you want to eat in the middle without the mess. But that's just me. So it's just going to be these simple little notes in my diary, just to say, oh, this kind of day you might need this. And also, is it a day when I do need a breakfast? Or is it a day, because I'm doing my intermittent fasting, where I just need to maybe have a slightly better calculated meal? Anyway, as I've said, this isn't about weight loss or any kind of fad. This is just about trying to incorporate the food that makes you feel good, alert, etc., exactly when you need it. Be a bit more intuitive about what you're eating and pair it with what you're doing. Hey, it's a small change. Let's see if it makes a big difference. Are you someone who plans your meals? Do you do a grocery shop and then do the same meals every day of the week, week after week after week? I don't know if anyone... Gosh, I went to school in the 80s and 90s, but the canteens, the refectory, the kitchen used to do the same meal on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And there was something quite comforting about that. But is that what you still do now? Or are you someone who goes based on what you fancy in the moment? I'd be really interested to hear, so please do send me a message to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into DMs on social. And Instagram is the place where I'll be documenting all of this, keeping up to speed on what I'm doing. And I'll probably do a couple of IGTVs now that that's available, talking a little bit more about what I'm doing every single day. So please do tune in, follow me over there on Instagram. I'm at Emma Guns. And it'd be a delight to hear from you and find out what you do. And if you're already doing this, am I slow to the party? I'm not even sure that's an expression. You know what I'm trying to say. Are you already doing this? Is this obvious to you? Are you like, what is this woman on? This is how you should always plan your meals. Let me know. thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into DMs on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns. It was a delight to have your company. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will update you on how this is all going on the next episode of 26 Habits.